The Elmer Treasury, Volume 2. Written by David McKee and read by Stephen Thorne. "This is fun," said an elephant as they started to search. "It's like hide and seek." Suddenly they heard, "Yo-ho, Elmer! I'm over here!" They rushed to where the voice came from.
"Looking for me?"
asked a rather surprised tiger. "Sorry," said Elmer. "We thought you were my cousin."
"Very funny, Elmer," said the tiger. "Perhaps that's your cousin. I can hear shouting."
"Help!" called the voice. "Help! I've fallen in the pond!"
"He has. He has. I can see him," said an elephant. "Silly," said Elmer. "That's your own reflection. Keep looking. He's near, but not where his voice is." They kept looking, and all the time they looked, the voice came from different places. It called,
"Coo-ee, here I am,"
or "Boo," to make them jump. It even came from down a rabbit hole. The rabbits popped out saying, "That's not funny, that's not funny at all, that's very silly." After a lot of searching, an elephant said, "We'll never find him, Elmer. Let's give in."
"Wilbur," called Elmer. "We give in. You can come out now."
"I can't. I'm stuck up a tree,"
Wilbur's voice said from above them. The elephants giggled. "He's very clever," said one.
"If you don't come," said Elmer, "we'll have to go home without you." "I really am stuck up a tree," said Wilbur's voice.
The elephants giggled again.
"Elmer," said an elephant, "is Wilbur black and white?"
"Yes, why?" said Elmer.
"I peeped," said the elephant. "He really is stuck up a tree."
They all looked. There was Wilbur, up a tree.
"Wilbur," gasped Elmer, "how did you get up there?"
"Never mind how I got up, how do I get down?" said Wilbur.